from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan in Washington. Spring is in the air, and so is some great new music. Here to take us on a spin of this spring's songs are Meredith Oakes. She's in New York City, DJ on the Outlaw Country Channel, and a writer for All Things Considered. And in Philly, Tom Moon. Tom writes about music for All Things Considered, and in the background, music from Built to Spill. The band from Boise has a new CD coming out April 11th. Good day. Has anyone heard this Built to Spill record yet? As we take a look at the new spring releases, Tom?
Yeah, I heard it once and really liked it. It was like Doug Marsh wanting to be Jay Mascis a little bit.
Jay Mascis.
This is of Dinosaur Jr., the old...
Great 90s band. This Built to Spill record it's a more rocking record than what I usually love about this band is the slow, languid, nice building guitar sounds. That
Doug Marsh is a tremendous, tremendous musician. It's almost like whatever he does is going to be interesting.
Another guitar hero of mine who hadn't put out a release in a number of years. There are two new CDs by Tom Verlaine.
Yeah. And,
talk about guitar heroes.
Yeah, yours too.
Yeah.
And have you heard these two new records? This one is pretty much a vocal record.
Vocal record, right.
And one's instrumental, right?
Yeah. They're not quite cut and dry like that, but for the most part, that's true. One's called Around and the other's called Songs and Other Things. Tom Verlaine was the guitar player for the late 70s band Television.
Been playing with Patti Smith on and off for years and decades. It's been a long time since Verlaine had a record. The instrumental record Around reminded me of a record that he made in 1992 called Warm and Cool, which might have been actually his last release, which is unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, some 14, 15 years ago. Let's hear a cut first from the instrumental record, and it gives you an idea. It's a lot like the Warm and Cool record that came out, actually, which was also just reissued recently with some bonus tracks. But let's listen to the new record by Tom Verlaine, the song Mountain. He's got that mood thing going on.
Hello, Brian Eno? Is Brian around?
Yeah.
Paging Brian Eno.
But you know, I can't think of anybody who is so effectively angular and dreamy at the same time than Tom Verlaine.
Yeah, well, wait till we hear the other one. That'll really show that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play a cut from the vocal record. The song that would be great to play would be The Earth is in the Sky. It's on the CD Songs and Other Things from Tom Verlaine. Two records for Verlaine fans coming out April 26th. Here's The Earth is in the Sky.
Oh, to be summoned by unseen and sparkling eyes, perfectly sweet. There is no word for you that is not praise this wonder day. They'll be bird as red as blood on a breaking branch. The sun will move out from the clouds and whirly swirl, magnetic wave. One day I'll realize the earth is in the sky.
Good record. And he hasn't really changed his style and sound much since the second Television record, really. And for good or for bad, I often, you know, don't like that about some artists. They stick to one thing, but I'll listen to his stuff anytime.
Yeah, well, then that what he did, and he and Richard Lloyd as Television, was so monumental. I mean, it really, it's inescapable now. It's every twin guitar, anything, heralds back to Marquee Moon in some way.
The first album by Television, right? Somebody else has something rocking. Meredith, you said you brought in something. What is it?
The Eagles of Death Metal, which is kind of a side project. Josh Ohm, the founder of the greatest stoner rock band that ever was, Caius, and Queens of the Stone Age. This is kind of a side project that's becoming like a main project. He plays drums in this, actually. He's a frontman, guitar player in the other bands. He goes by the name of Carlo Von Sexrun. Okay. It's just amazing to me that, you know, bands like Eagles of Death Metal and, like, I'm also thinking The Darkness from the UK, these are kind of joke bands that are putting out better records than most rock bands now.
Oh, that second Darkness record was awful.
Well, okay, the second Darkness record, but the first one.
The first one was a good joke band record.
But as a joke, right? I mean, Eagles of Death Metal, obviously, everything's very tongue-in-cheek.
Is this like being a cartoon?
Like the Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Well, no.
Okay.
No, not so much. The guy, Jesse the Devil Hughes, is the front man of this band, an old friend of Josh's. All he talks about is how sexy his mustache is. I mean, it's just a very funny project, and it's also just great rock and roll that kind of echoes the Stooges and Little Rolling Stones.
And what song do you want us to play?
Oh, you got to play the one that Jack Black is on and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. It's called I Want You So Hard.
Okay, let's listen to The Eagles of Death Metal. Comes out April 11th.
Scream raw power to you.
It's Queens of the Stone Age sped up.
Right, yeah, it is that too. But that guitar solo sounds a little bit like James Williamson on Raw Power, mm-hmm. Iggy and the Stooges, the little piano downstroke.
Reminded me a bit of Summertime Blues and the way the Who do the Can't Help You song because I'm too young to vote.
I just think you got a guy talking about his sexy mustache, singing falsetto vocals, and lyrics perfect. Like, I can be your rock and roller, you can be my cherry cola. That's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll. Here's a quote from him that I didn't hear him say on MTV News, but I think it's this is Jesse the Devil.
I bet your
Hughes.
Quote is the same as my quote that I have.
I'd rather be compared to someone I love than to try and make something different. I just want to make Little Richard proud, and I don't think that's a bad goal.
and your quote, Meredith.
Oh, this album was a great experience because of wonderful friends coming together and trying to recapture the essence of what it means to be amazingly sexy and to have a mustache that is probably the greatest rock and roll mustache of all time. All right.
Great.
Well, it's my spring pick.
Somebody we haven't heard. Well, I was thinking of the mustache segue here.
Prince.
There you go.
What do you think, mustache? Think Prince.
And he's got a new record out called 3121. Is that when he's going to party to now? Is that what, I was wondering what the title referred to.
It's either that or that's when he thinks the apocalypse is coming. Ooh. And we better all get right.
Well, you got a lot of time to work on that. So tell us about the new Prince record.
It's a lot like musicology. I think it's actually a little tighter than musicology. It's basically the same mix, a little bit of the same mix of the great sort of stabby synth pop of the 80s records of his. You know, there's a song that really reminds a lot of people of You Got the Look. And then there's some Latin stuff. He's been working with this singer, Tamar, and she's got kind of a little bit of a Latin vibe. So some of this record has a bit of Latin pop in it. And when you hear him, he is so conversant in all styles that he can sort of go from his usual straight up and down 4/4 funk to one of these things that has kind of a nice clave and some swing to it almost. And you never miss he never misses a beat, and he makes it work. It's entertaining from start to finish, even when the lyrics are a little bit more sort of get right with God than they used to be. At one point, he actually tells someone, I know you want to take off all your clothes, but please don't do it. And you can hardly believe that this is coming out of Prince's mouth, but it sort of is, and it works.
Got a cut for us?
Oh, any of them. The single is a song called Black Sweat. It's right, pretty classic Prince.
Let's play the new single from Prince. And this record comes out this week. Prince, the record's 3121, the song Black Sweat. Look out, James Brown. He's coming after you.
That's great.
Yeah.
The whole record's like
we,
that.
Let's play just a bit of another cut. There's a song called Beautiful, Loved, and Blessed. And if we could just get a little flavor of what else is on this record. This from Prince.
Wake up.
Yeah, that's Tamar right there. She can sing. It's funny, you get someone who kind of comes out of that whole Beyonce world, you put him with Prince, and all of a sudden it's a whole different thing. He really has his own idea about how to organize a track, how to build it from the ground up. He's one of a kind.
What label? Who's putting this out?
Oh, this is interesting. He's back on a major label. This is Universal Records. And, you know, his various label affiliations and squabbles and...
unintelligible name symbol.
Right. accusations of being a slave when he was at Warner Brothers all seem to have worn off, and now he's ready to, like, let the long arm of the big label distribution do its work. And hard to say whether it's a good idea, bad idea. I mean, they didn't get in the way of making the record. He made the record he wanted to make and delivered it to him, so...
It sounds like he's got a hit coming, too.
He ought to, you know, as stillborn as so much R&B is right now and so much of what radio music that we hear, you know, you hear that and you're just like, oh, yeah, that works.
You miss the 80s when you hear that, just a little bit.
Come on, we got Franz Ferdinand, we got Arctic Monkeys. We can't miss the 80s. They won't go away.
A different part of the 80s.
Very different.
An artist who put out a record a few years ago that was, I know, your favorite, Tom, and our producer Robin Hilton's favorite record from a few years back is Juana Molina. And I see that she's got the Argentinian singer, has a new CD out. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's called Son, S-O-N, and it's as transfixing as the last one, which was Tres Cosas from 2003. Very similar, very stripped down. Most of it was made at home. It's a very organic record. Again, her vocals are sort of all over the place. I think she has figured out a way of sort of harmonizing with herself and multi-tracking her voice that is very distinctive.
Let's listen to Juana Molina. This from the CD Son. It's called Un Beso Llega. That's great. Oh boy. Is there much percussion on the record, or is it stay fairly spare like that?
No, some of the tracks have loops, and some of them evolve where the first couple verses are completely just acoustic guitar, and then there's more of like a drum presence later on. But also a lot of mouth percussion, as we heard, and just little sort of found sound stuff.
There's a bunch of backwards stuff on that. It reminded me of another record that comes out this spring. And have you heard the Fiery Furnaces record yet?
No.
Oh, you haven't. Meredith?
Neither have I.
Oh.
you picked the one we both don't know.
I love this. I love these two. It's a brother and sister. They're from Chicago. They live in New York now. And they keep doing these records that are, well, they're hard to listen to at times. And then you come across these incredible gems. And I just love them. Let me play the beginning of... Oh, just a little of it, okay? Because I can tell you're both enthused. I love these guys. I'll play a little of the one that's a little bit hard to hear, and then I'm going to play you the one that I absolutely think is why they write all... I think it's why they write all the music that they do, at least from a listener standpoint, so that when you get to these other cuts, you're just in heaven. So let's play the Vietnamese Telephone Ministry cut, which is from a CD called Bitter Tea by the Fiery Furnaces. We'll hear just a bit of that.
Damn it all, am I thought, am I? Sie ist die Falsche.
Okay. By the way, if you play it the other way around, I couldn't understand it either. But and then you get to a cut like this one. It's called I've Been Waiting to Know, which has this sort of like 50s girl group sound with all this weird synth and all this, but much more melody and so forth. And when Eleanor Friedberger sings these songs that sort of sound like these old 50s girl groups and this weird stuff from her brother Matthew going on, it's really fantastic. So let's listen to another cut, and you'll see why I'm in love with this band, The Fiery Furnaces. So,
wow.
You liked it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's warped. I love it. It's like the soundtrack of a nightmare, but in the best possible way.
Yeah, it's really
Phil Spector done Blue Velvet style.
Absolutely. It's totally got the Phil Spector thing, but instead of whole bunches of strings, you feel like there are 100 cars with windshield wipers and water on them going back and forth, swishing, making the rhythms. And
you're in a house of mirrors.
That's right. The Fiery Furnaces. The record is called...
Bitter Tea.
The record's, that's right, and it comes out in April. You want to go ahead somewhere completely different? We've taken people down roads of a lot of electronics and strange stuff. Something maybe back to earth, maybe a little more acoustic. Anybody?
Like Willie Nelson, perhaps?
Okay, Willie Nelson be fine.
Someone who's been making weird records for years and has finally come back to like a traditional country western swing record with this tribute to Cyndi Walker.
And no reggae.
He's atoning. Right, he's atoning for the reggae record.
And Cyndi...
Oh, that wasn't so bad. I mean, I waited 10 years to hear that.
Look, I'll defend it. I liked a whole bunch of cuts on that Willie Nelson reggae record.
The Country Man. That's a really interesting... I mean, that came out 10 years ago, but it didn't come out. It was right. Like part of that whole dissolution of Island Records. But anyway, and a lot of people didn't like it.
And who's he singing the songs of on this record? You say Cyndi...
Cyndi Walker. She's a Texas songwriting legend. I think she's like 81 years old. And she wrote a whole bunch of tunes that Bob Wills covered. You probably know a lot of them, like It's All Your Fault, Sugar
You Don't
Moon,
Know Me.
You Don't Know Me, Bubbles in My Beer. And Willie does a whole bunch of them on this CD. You Don't Know Me, the songs of Cyndi Walker, Western swing style, and it's wonderful.
Hmm. Well, let's listen to Bubbles in My Beer, because I'm eager to hear the songs of Cyndi Walker by Willie Nelson.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting, apart from the laughter and the cheer, while scenes from the past rise before me, just watching the bubbles in my beer. And I'm seeing the road that I've traveled, a road paved with heartaches and tears. And I'm seeing the past that I've wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer.
Is the whole record that much fun?
Yes.
Yeah, it swings like crazy from start to finish. There's ballads, but the swing stuff is just tremendous.
Huh. Dave Feeney's a slide and pedal steel player on the record. Wow. That's great. I want to hear
a lot of guitar, lot of guitar solos.
I'm going
nice,
to listen to
nice
that one
guitar
tonight.
Playing.
Good. Another artist who's been around for a long time, not as long as Willie, who has a new record out. I've yet to hear. You guys told me about that there's a Van Morrison record out.
Van Morrison Goes Nashville.
Seriously?
Pay the Devil is called, and someday he'll have to pay for this.
Someday rather soon.
Well,
there's a couple of originals on here. I think there's three songs he wrote, and the rest are country covers.
And, of course, Van Morrison, the great singer from Ireland who did, you know, everything from...
Domino.
Domino,
Moondance,
right?
Astral Weeks, so many great records.
And in Them, Van Morrison in Them.
Doing Gloria. So Van Morrison's doing a Nashville record. He's doing songs by Hank Williams, I hear.
And Webb Pierce.
And Webb Pierce. How the heck does this come off?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Let's listen to it and then...
All right, let's hear it and then we'll talk about it. Let's listen to a version of Hank Williams' Your Cheatin' Heart by Van Morrison from Northern Ireland.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry. You'll try to sleep, but sleep won't come. The whole night through, your cheating heart will tell on you.
You know, this sounds like a mashup. I mean, it sounds like two completely different elements.
The thing is, his voice can sing anything. I mean, he's got one of those voices where you just want to go, oh, that makes total sense. He'll be great singing country songs. Hank Williams, give me a whole record of Hank Williams. And then you hear him do it, and it's like he's kind of phoning it in. And I couldn't tell when I first listened to it whether or not it was that he wanted to be so traditional and just sort of keep the track very basic and bring all the spirit out in the vocals, or he was just phoning it in, and I think he's phoning it in.
And you know, it's on the same label as the Willie Nelson record, and where the Willie Nelson and his band, everything comes so easily, it just rolls right off them. This doesn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. It feels more awkward, and it just doesn't work for some reason.
Sounds like somebody liking to sing the songs, and he's just singing the songs with a bunch of musicians who are sort of copying the styles of people who sing the songs.
Yeah,
it's not wholly integrated.
Right. It's the what you'd hear at the Nashville Holiday Inn if Van Morrison sat in.
Well, I'd go to that Holiday Inn.
I would too.
Were sitting there, but I could see what you mean by buying an album of it. I'm going to listen to more and give it another fair shot, but it does sound weird. Let's go somewhere completely different and clear the head out. Meredith Oakes, I think you can pick next.
Okay, something completely different.
Yep, absolutely.
We've waited 5 years for this. Rob Zombie is back with a solo record,
right,
and it's really good.
Years.
Well, me and many metalheads and gorehounds.
Yes. Tell us who Rob Zombie is.
Rob Zombie, founder of White Zombie, rock and roller, auteur, filmmaker. A guy with a great B-movie
filmmaker.
Sensibility.
What films?
Oh, he made House of a Thousand Corpses. Really good movie.
The classic.
Yeah, and last year he made The Devil's Rejects, which is about a mythical country duo called Banjo and Sullivan, who apparently disappeared and met some horrible end. He collaborated with Jesse Dayton, who's a great alt-country, outlaw-country songwriter. Rob Zombie, he's a really interesting guy. You know, his metal stuff has always been like a combination of like hard-driving metal guitars, industrial beats, and always this B-movie aesthetic. And he's back after 5 years with this album called Electric Horses. He's replaced some of the schlock with rock. It's a little more hard rockin', more groove, a little less Alice Cooper. He collaborates with Wes Borland, who used to be in Limp Bizkit, guitar player. He's worked with the turntablist of Limp Bizkit before, DJ Lethal. And I like this album because, in listening to the lyrics, it in addition to all the sound stuff, it has just a hint of Neurosis in it, a little Catholic guilt. And it's a great record for spring and summer. It rocks hard. And let's hear it.
Okay. Foxy Foxy is the one you want?
Yeah.
From Educated Horses. Comes out...
March 28th.
Okay.
Stage.
So does he do his own music videos?
Oh, sure. He's obsessed with film. He's like to horror films was what Quentin Tarantino is to samurai films, kind of.
I'm speechless. I want to go somewhere completely different because my brain wants to. like really bad.
Sorry, Bob.
It's okay. Look, we all do this to each other. It's a wonderful part. And folks who are out there listening to the show, write in, tell us how much you loved the Rob Zombie record or didn't, or any of these others. And as we do these spring look-aheads, we'll do one in the summer. We do it in the fall every season. NPR.org/allsongs is where you hear the full version of the Rob Zombie song and also this next artist. So I'm going to clear my head a little bit with something that you also brought in, Meredith, and I want to go to your house sometime and hear you play Rob Zombie and maybe Jolie Holland in the same night.
It screams mashup.
Tell us about Jolie Holland, who I just love.
She co-founded the Be Good Tanyas, which is a really nice all-female.
Left.
And very quickly either left or was kicked out, depending on whose side of the story you believe. She released a CD, well, it was a tape actually, called Catalpa, this very haunting Southern Gothic music, and it was picked up by Anti.
It was
which is
a cassette tape she just was passing around, right?
Right, much kind of like Liz Phair's Girly Sounds. You know, she circulated this cassette tape, and eventually Catalpa came out. Then her second record was called Escondido. And she, it was a little bit more traditional, the second record, whereas the first one was really truly Southern Gothic. The second one was kind of pre-war blues, gospel, jazz, and this one she's shifted again. It's jazzier. It's a little bit more modern, a little less folky, but still she's got this incredible voice. She just does these trills with her voice that are so beautiful.
So let's listen to Jolie Holland. Let's listen to the title cut. It's called "Springtime Can Kill You."
Down the back roads, don't take it too slow. You don't have the time for long flirtation. You don't have the time for the least hesitation. Roses all are blooming, lilacs all aglow. Honeysuckle vines, shine, I'll get it out of.
She's got such a great aesthetic. Reminds me a little bit of the Madeleine Perrault record.
Yeah, with longer melodies, though. The things really go. She's really things wind around in her world.
In Jolie Holland's world.
Yeah, in Jolie Holland's world.
A lot of folks talk about her, you know, her attachment to the South and whatever, but a lot of her songs are like these haunting, romantic, heartbreaking songs if you listen to the lyrics. And she says this is a concept album, Springtime Can Kill You. I didn't really get all of that from listening to it a few times, but it apparently is a concept album.
That happens a lot with concept records. Sometimes they're concept records and you don't know it. Sometimes they are and you have. Yeah, right. Regina Spektor's record. Has anyone heard that one yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's great. Let me play a cut, the opening cut from the record, just as a knockout. The whole record is. Regina Spektor is an artist who grew up in Moscow. She moved to New York. She's a singer, piano player. A good chunk of the new record is her and her piano, though you'll hear more. You'll hear some drums, a bass, but it's a pretty spare record. Regina Spektor, a number of years ago, before Soviet Kitsch was her first record, came out on a label with any kind of push to it. She submitted a record to us here at All Songs Considered, a segment we had just started called Open Mic, where people can still send in their CDs, and they don't have to be signed. And she got put on Open Mic. And sometime after that was signed and got her record, that same record called Soviet Kitsch. There is a song on that record called Samson, which she redoes on the new record. And the new CD is called Begin to Hope. Let's listen to the opening cut. It's called Fidelity, just a knockout. So if you haven't heard it, here you go.
Shook it up.
body fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind. All of these words I hear in my mind. All of this music, and it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart. Suppose I never, ever met you. Suppose we never fell in love. Suppose I never, ever let you kiss me so sweet and so soft.
It's like the fiery furnace is unplugged.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, Bob, I've listened to your band, and you'd never guess how hard you rock from the stuff that you're bringing in today.
Oh, gosh.
Were those real pizzicato strings, or was that some sort of a synth? These are the questions.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. But it sounded great.
It's great. And, it's tremendous.
And the stuff where it's just her on the piano is just fantastic, too. Regina Spektor. And the CD is called Begin to Hope. Anybody else heard anything else we should look for that's coming out soon?
There's a new Cassandra Wilson record where she does a bunch of blues covers called Thunderbird.
Yeah. And who's produced
by
T-Bone.
T-Bone, who has a record of his own, but I don't know when that's coming. And it may have been now pushed back because of his many film projects.
T-Bone Burnett, of course, the producer of the soundtrack to the film
Oh Brother,
Where Art Thou? And then, of course, for years produced his wife, Sam Phillips. I can't wait to hear that. And I can't imagine him and Cassandra Wilson. So
yeah, it works. It's nice.
Oh, good. What else?
Shooter Jennings.
Shooter Jennings is
the son of Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. Oh, and actually, yeah, Jesse Coulter has a new record out that I like a lot.
That's right.
Called Out of the Ashes.
Oh, good.
It's a lovely record.
And what kind of stuff is she doing?
She's doing outlaw country stuff, whereas her son Shooter is doing outlaw country with a big dose of Led Zeppelin.
Hmm.
Both records are good.
And that Hank Williams, the third record that came out recently was just tremendous
record.
That's
great. Yeah.
Out now and listenable.
Straight to hell.
Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to listen yet to that second disc? It's a two-disc set. The second disc is, I said to somebody describing it, I said it was like the Revolution Number 9 of country music.
That's a pretty good description.
It's like a montage, but then he sings with his guitar, and it's really raw and fantastic.
He channels his granddad, for sure, much more so than his dad, Hank, too, Bo Cephas. Tri-Cephas goes back a generation.
Maybe that's the devil he's trying to work out.
Could be.
To figure out. This year it looks pretty good to me. How about you? And the springtime's coming. Looks like we've got some good music to look forward to.
I'm excited. I got my Rob Zombie. I got my Eagles of Death Metal. I got my Jolie Holland.
There's a lot of great music this year. I think it's going to be a good year.
Good. Well, thank you. Well, I want to go out on one CD because we lost somebody recently. We lost Ali Farka Touré, and he's a great guitar player.
Another guitar hero.
True
guitar hero.
From Mali, who died recently at the ripe old age, was in his late 60s. And the last great record he did was with Tumani Diabate, who's the kora player, also from Mali. There's a new album by Tumani Diabate that's coming out in April. He's playing the kora, but it's with this incredible orchestra of musicians from all over Mali. They recorded it at a hotel in Bamako.
It was recorded actually at the same time, the day after or 2 days after the record, the collaboration with Ali Farka Touré.
And it's polar opposite record. It was spare and haunting. And this new record, you'll hear Queen's We Will Rock You beat almost inside of this music by Tumani Diabate. So let's listen to the music of Tumani Diabate. New record comes out in April. Thanks so much, Meredith Oakes in New York City.
Thanks. It was fun.
Yeah, it was great. And Tom Moon in Philadelphia. As always, just wonderful to have you.
Thanks. That was blast.
I'm Bob Boylan. All the songs will be on our website, npr.org/allsongs. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Money, 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 money.